Hi, it's me. You wanted to see me? A chat? Of course. Have I done something wrong? I feel like I've been doing pretty well lately. The rest of the team seems to think so. Sales are through the roof, I've been meeting my deadlines, I get along with everyone. Oh, yes, sorry, I'll sit, I apologize. I ramble when I'm nervous. Alright, so, what is it you wanted to talk to me about? Sorry, you think I've been... Have people said that about me? So, no one has complained about how I dress. So I guess this is just your opinion? No, I know you're my boss and everything, so I should take on board any criticism you give me, but come on, if I may have the chance to defend myself, I dress exactly the same as every other woman in the office. Just because what, you think I'm more attractive than them? My clothing is suddenly less appropriate? Oh, come on, sir. Don't even bother pretending. I've seen how you look at me. I'm surprised you haven't said anything sooner, actually. You don't need to remind me. I know you're my boss, my superior, or whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying. I just find it funny how my clothes are only less appropriate than those of my fellow coworkers, because my tits are nicer, my ass is nicer, and my face is nicer. That got you blushing, hmm? I bet you've never had a woman be so bold with you. Am I right? Since you're the big boss of this place, I imagine everyone is pretty scared to stand up to you. But I can tell what you're really like. You may be taller than me, stronger than me, all scary looking. But deep down, I can tell you're desperate to be put in your place. Am I right? I don't think I've ever seen you speechless before. I bet in that little mind of yours is wandering like crazy, thinking all sorts of filthy things about me. I bet it'd even be more difficult for you if I just undo my top couple buttons. Oh gosh, I didn't think you could blush anymore. Does the sight of just a little bit of cleavage get you going? Oh, geez. I didn't think a man of your status would be fumbling over his words as soon as he sees a woman's tits. You're actually pretty pathetic, huh? Oh, don't even try that with me. You don't get to tell me how inappropriately I'm acting when you can't even look me in the eye. You're a grown man blushing like a schoolboy at the sight of my tits. You can't act like you don't want this. Now, you're going to kneel down. I'm going to sit in your chair. And I'm going to show you who's really in charge. Got it? Good boy. You agreed to that quickly, didn't you? You do look good on your knees. I want your clothes off, though. Now. I don't care if someone might walk in. It might even make this even better. It'll be the talk of the office. The big, scary-looking CEO on his knees, naked, and desperate for a woman half his size. So, strip. Good. Your underwear, too. Don't be shy. Perfect. You look so good like this, honey. Oh, God. Your cock looks like it's aching to be touched. Such a shame you haven't earned any pleasure yet. There is only one way you can earn it, though. Oh, don't look so nervous. All I want is for you to make me feel good. Then maybe I'll touch you as a reward. Just maybe. I'll just slide my panties down. I bet you're glad I wear skirts to the office now. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been eyeing me up whenever I bend over to pick something up. Am I right? I knew it. You're so easy to read. Now, I want to hear you beg to eat my pussy. You heard me. Beg. I think you can do better than that. What if I spread my legs for you? Will that make you beg properly? That's better. Good boy. Go on now, honey. Eat me out. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're eager, aren't you, baby? You spend all day being the boss. Telling everyone what to do, but you just want to be told what to do every now and then, don't you? Imagine what everyone would say if they knew what you were doing. If they knew what you were acting. Oh, like a complete slut for a woman working in your office. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're so good, baby. I see your hand moving to your cock. But stop it. You don't get to touch yourself until you've made me come, okay? Good. Let me just grab a handful of this hair. Oh, was that a little moan I heard? You like having your hair played with, huh? What if I gave it a little tug? Oh, you're so fucking pathetic. And so, so good for me. Oh, that's it. That's it, keep going. Keep going. Come getting close. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come, sweetheart. And then I might even touch you. That's it. Oh my god. Yes, that's it. Keep going. I'm getting close. Yeah, that's it. Oh, don't stop. I'm coming. I can tell you weren't just doing that because I told you to. You were so eager. Like you were desperate to taste more of me. Hop on the desk. Come on, baby. Good boy, you're learning. Your cock is so hard, sweetheart. I bet you're practically throbbing, Wouldn't it be an absolute torture if I just refused to touch you? If I sent you out there with a tent in your pants for everyone to see? Maybe it'd even be worse if I only very gently touched you. Just like this. Just grazing my fingertips. Up and down your cock, just barely touching you. No, no, baby. No moving your hips. You're only gonna get to come when I say so, okay? Good boy. Now, I'm gonna wrap my hand around your cock, and we're gonna go at my pace, okay? I don't want you coming too soon. I'm just gonna slowly stroke you for now. Doesn't that feel good, honey? Having my hands on you. Bet you've been thinking about this since I started working for you, right? Having me put you in your place. That's it. Moan for me. What if I stroked you faster? Just like this. Or I could tease you with my thumb over your tip, making you squirm. God, darling, you sound so fucking cute. It's fun to see such a big and tough, intimidating-looking man fucking crumble at the smallest and gentlest of touches. I bet you're desperate to come, aren't you? Bet you want to spill your load all over my hand, don't you, darling? You're gonna have to wait, though. You don't get to come yet. Maybe, just maybe, I won't let you come at all. Oh, sweetheart, you looked so scared when I said that. That'd be absolute torture for you, having a woman with complete control over you, teasing you, getting you so close to the edge and then stopping. I'm tempted to stop now, baby, just to see the look on your face when you have to put your clothes back on and walk out into the office to face everyone. Your cheeks are flushed, your hair is a mess, you're sweating. People would know. They definitely know. Well, when you beg like that, how can I say no? I'm just gonna keep stroking this pretty cock of yours, tease your balls, and make you look at me in the eyes as you come for me, okay? You're getting close, hmm? Yeah. Oh, keep those eyes open. That's it. I love watching your eyelids flutter. Oh, it must feel so good, doesn't it? With my one hand stroking your cock and my other hand massaging your balls. Your cock feels so amazing in my hands. So amazing. Oh, baby. Oh, I love that look on your face. It's the look of desperation. Desperate to come, aren't you? Go on then, darling. Come for me. That's it. Come on. Come on, come for me. That's it. That's it. Oh my god. Oh. Keep going. Oh god. Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's... Oh, fuck. Oh, there's so much. Oh. Oh my god. You're desperate, hmm? Oh, you made such a mess in my hands. Oh, gosh. You're such a good boy for me, baby. So, so good for me. Did it feel good to submit for once, darling? Good. And maybe, if you're very lucky, we can do this again sometime. So, I take it this means you're okay with how I dress at work? Thank you, boss.